when we was trying, or he was trying to learn the horse to pull it, the top seemed to scare the horse or something, so we took the top off of it. But it's got the one seat.
Mm-hmm. You ought to get the horse trained to pull it and then drive around in it.
They carried it to the store about a month ago. My husband, they kept messing with the horse and they drove him up there and the dogs walked along beside. This colored man says, "Oh, is it that nice?" Says, "All the dogs go with the horse." They picked up all the dogs along the road.
You know, there's a piece on the buggy or on the wagon that the traces come back and
they
hook onto.
They carried it to the store about a month ago.
You know what?
Would it be a single tree?
Uh-huh. What if you have two horses and the single tree's connected to the...
Walk along beside.
This colored man says, "Oh, is it that nice?" Says, "All the dogs go with the horse." They picked up all the dogs along the road.
The ground for planting. You'd break it up with the...
Plow?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of plows do people used to have? Do you ever hear people talk about that?
Bottom plow or...
What is the bottom plow?
I wouldn't.
What about something that had a lot of teeth in it that break up the ground finer than a plow?
Harrow?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people talk about different kinds of harrows? Or?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. And say someone wanted to chop a log, they could make a frame to set the log in, sort of an X-shaped frame like this. What do carpenters use if they're going to saw some boards? They could take something and...
Saw horses?
Uh-huh. Is that the A-shaped frame with the...
Flat board on top and then the legs going out.
Uh-huh. And you straighten your hair using a comb and a...
Brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
Brush your hair, comb your hair, fix your hair.
Okay. And something you put in a pistol is called a...
Bullet, shell.
Or another name for that. Do you ever hear
cartridges?
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it would be bullets.
And something people used to use to sharpen a straight razor on.
Razor strap.
Okay. What about sharpening a small knife?
And a whip rock. You can.
Uh-huh. What about a larger tool, like an axe?
Grinding wheel.
Okay. And something that children used to play on. They'd take a board and go up and down like this.
The low one or the high one? Seemed like they used to have a log they'd put a board on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a jump board.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had one that was higher, they called it a seesaw.
Mm-hmm. If children were playing on that, you'd say they were.
What about a board?
Seesawing or a jump board?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a joggling board or a bouncing board?
I think the jump board would be the same as that because one stands on one end of the board and then the other one goes up and down and the log in between.
It's the same design as a seesaw.
Yeah, it's just lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And you're standing instead of sitting.
Uh-huh. Seems awfully dangerous.
It's fun, though. We used to do that when I was a child.
I've heard of doing that, but I don't know. It seems like you could break
sometimes
your arm.
Sometimes well, you can get your leg broken, too.
I think so.
Jump board. What about taking something and fixing it in the middle and it's been around and around?
I never.
Kind of like a homemade merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Did you ever?
No, I never.
And you're standing.
Had any dealings with that?
Mm-hmm.